As Hugo Chavez arrived in Cuba for a third round of cancer treatment, his health has become the main factor in his re-election effort. Michael Shifter is president of the Inter-American Dialogue in Washington.
I think if we've learned anything from Chavez over 13 years is that we shouldn't rule him out.
Political analysts believe this could be his toughest election. Mr. Chavez is accused of mismanaging Venezuela's oil wealth and devastating the rest of the economy with his firebrand left-wing politics. Many of the business elite have left the country. But Mr. Chavez has won strong support among Venezuela's poor by using oil revenue to boost social programs. Again, Michael Shifter.
Chavez, despite the terrible results and dismal governance, still has a powerful emotional connection with a lot of Venezuelans. Many Venezuelans, poor Venezuelans especially, believe that he cares about them, that he's trying to do the best he can.
Mr. Chavez faces his toughest opponent yet in Enrique Capriles, who vows to continue the social programs that Mr. Chavez started while moving the country toward a more market-oriented economy. But many believe the outcome of the election will hinge on the president's health. Some question why he has refused to step aside while undergoing cancer treatment. He has never disclosed the details of his illness. Political psychologist and psychiatrist Gerald Post says Mr. Chavez is the quintessential narcissist who can't come to terms with his mortality.
He's increasingly come to see himself as the very essence of Venezuela. Just as Castro was Cuba, Cuba was Castro, Chavez is Venezuela, Venezuela is Chavez in his mind. And it's inconceivable to him to have a Venezuela without him at its head.
Dr. Post says Venezuela is entering a dangerous period. He believes Mr. Chavez has imposed his timetable on the nation and wants to secure his legacy in both Venezuelan and Latin American history.
Were his opponent to be moving well ahead in the polls, I think it's quite possible he could take violent action against his opponent.
Mr. Chavez's current round of radiation therapy is expected to take 4 to 5 weeks. He has refused to relinquish any authority to his subordinates and will travel back and forth to Cuba for treatment. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Washington.